This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The reaction to the Colin Powell saying that these emails that were hacked and released, not by him, but the reference that he is a national disgrace, making references to the fact that Donald Trump was a birther and that he feels that this is really something to be shameful for. How does the campaign respond to that?
Look, I think Colin Powell, he's got a lot of things that came out in those emails, including saying that everything Hillary Clinton touches, she screws up. I think that's a terrible statement of somebody that wants to be commander-in-chief, that sets the tone for national security, for the economy, that everything they touch, they screw up. I think that's a damaging thing for her. And, I certainly disagree with Colin Powell on his assessment of Donald Trump. And
Apologize in any way for the birther stuff? I mean, should he make any reference to
apologize? Hillary Clinton apologized? Her campaign is the one that originated that in 2008.
That's not true. That's just factually not true. Their campaign did not originate that. Her campaign did not ask for a birth certificate. They did not.
They certainly pushed
they did
that story.
Not, well, they did not they ask to is, see a birth untrue. Certificate. They didn't question if he was a natural born citizen. They didn't do any of that stuff. Donald Trump actually said, I sent investigators to Hawaii and what they found is shocking. I'm going to reveal all of that. He revealed nothing. Wow. And so that narrative of trying to shame President Obama, our first African-American president, into somehow being unfit or foreign. I mean, he even birthed Ted Cruz during the primary, which your dad was a part of. So don't you think that there is something, there's some there to apologize for?
Look, I think that issue's been put to rest. I don't think anyone disputes that Barack Obama is a U.S. citizen born on American soil. And again, I'm going to have to agree to disagree with you, because I do think that Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2008 certainly helped push that message, and we haven't heard her apologize for that. And I don't understand why nobody's asking her for her apology on that same topic.
There is no factual evidence that ties her campaign to that.
We'll get that.
And if you email me something, I'd love to have it, but I love having you here.
Yeah, I bet you would. This is what is absolutely crazy making about this whole birther issue. I mean, this thing could have been easily assuaged and really put to rest once and for all had Barack Obama presented a legitimate birth certificate, don't you think? But instead, we get this goofy birth certificate that still cannot be certified as valid. And it's amazing. I mean, he presented it, put it on a government website, and they wonder why, this isn't settled. It's like anything. When you don't have the truth, it doesn't settle things. This reporter, bless his heart, I mean, he wants to just make a big issue out of it. It's clearly what it is people don't want to talk about it anymore. They just want to accept it. Okay, fine. We elected somebody president. Maybe 50 years from now, down the road, we'll find out that he wasn't, or there was some suspicion, or maybe technically he was there, or maybe he gamed the system in order to get into a college that he wouldn't normally be able to get into as a foreign exchange student. And that's why, it's like all this stuff, that is hidden and leaves questions. But, we're all idiots because we question it, right?
Well, part of the problem is that it's been 8 years. At this point, it's almost over.
Yeah.
At this point, the damage has been done.
Right.
So it's not like you can just all of a sudden strike 8 years out of the book and say, hey, we're going back to 2008 and we're starting this one over, guys.
Right. Yeah.
So
we broke the law, the president, down the road, and so here it is. We end up in some kind of minor constitutional crisis because we've decided to overlook the law and establish some sort of precedent. It's crazy making. It's like, okay. And by the way, he's the one that wrote in his biography, right, that he was born. I mean, his publicist even put out a publicity deal saying he was born in Kenya. So it's like, I guess we're wrong to believe him for what he says. And we have to be flexible because that's what the Democrats do to us. They always give us a new narrative, you know. We just got to make sure we get the email.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there for you, how you can connect with over 280 of our affiliates or around the world via shortwave. Jeffrey Lord is with us, CNN contributor, contributing editor to the American Spectator, former aide to Jack Kemp and Ronald Reagan. Jeff, always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just great, Bill, and you?
Hey, doing wonderful. I mean, you know, this is, you know, our favorite time of the year and season with all the election news and all that's going on. We got plenty to talk about, right?
Man, I'll tell you, we've had plenty to talk about for the last year and a half.
Without a doubt.
Amazing as that is to me.
Well, it is amazing. So what basket of deplorables are you in?
Probably all of them.
I'm right with you. I mean...
We know who we are.
Wow. I mean, what a gift. I mean, did she just put a death nail in her candidacy?
Well, she didn't help it. Let's put it that way. I mean, I really do think she did some damage here to this. Yeah. I mean, when you're saying that, you know, a whole swath of the country is nothing but a bunch of racists, homophobes, Islamophobes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, here's the interesting thing about this, Bill. I went back and took a look at her speech that she gave at Wellesley when she was 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it follows along exactly the same pattern. Mm-hmm. And as a baby boomer, I can tell you why that's so. The reason is that as the Vietnam War picked up steam and all these anti-war protests picked up, you began to have this the emergence of these liberal kids
mm-hmm.
in college who were very self-righteous, who began to, you know, resented their parents and the influence of the parents in the middle class. They hated Nixon. They hated Lyndon Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And they came away with this view, which was sadly encouraged by the media of the day and some of their elders, that they were smarter than everybody, that they were morally superior to everybody, that they were God's gift to the world. That attitude, it was exactly on display, not just with Hillary the other day,
mm-hmm.
but if you listen to that tape, you listen to the reception she gets from the audience.
Yeah, the LGBT
exactly
crowd.
Those kind of people.
Exactly. And this is the thing that's been galling me, Jeff, and I'm glad you brought this out because this is so natural to them. They believe they're God's gift to the minions here, that, you know, us knuckleheads, we're just all a bunch of mushrooms, and if it wasn't for them, we'd really be in a mess.
That is right. And, you know, not for nothing. I don't know if you remember the old David Halberstam book about how we got into Vietnam, which was called The Best and the Brightest. And, you know, geez, I loved JFK when I was a kid. But some of those people that were around him and went on to advise LBJ, they really did think they were God's gift to the world. I mean, the Robert McNamara's of the world and his whiz kids and all this. And they wound up leading this country straight into a disaster. And this, I think, is their pattern. I mean, they really think that they know it all. All you have to do is listen to Barack Obama.
Exactly.
He's got exactly the same point of view on these things. and the attitude and everything. You can almost see it in his face, mm-hmm. and her face, in the face of anybody who believes like this.
Right.
They are devoted to it. So I really do think this is a dividing line here. Mm-hmm. And, boy, you know, when I go to these Trump rallies, I've been to two of them right here in central Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. you know, thousands and thousands of people. And I guarantee you, I mean, these people aren't racist.
No.
These people are good, decent, hardworking Americans. They're concerned about the state of the country. They're concerned about their own health care, Obamacare. I mean, all of this, they are really, really concerned. And
well,
they're good people.
This is what progressives do, Jeff, as we know. They're good at dividing us. We have come under their tutelage, under their influence, and their administrative policies. We have sadly become the un-United States. We've been divided so they could conquer. That's exactly it. They've conquered, and they've been able to make a life and an extremely good living out of, you know, this industry called politics.
The rules do not apply to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they do these things for all the people out here, but then when it comes their turn, they just don't want to, you know, they don't want to deal with any of this stuff themselves. I mean, there's an enormous double standard, and it's really contempt. I mean, they really do have...
Exactly. That's a good word for it.
You know, utter contempt for people. So, mm-hmm. in other words, what Hillary said was, I thought, you know, and possibly because she was not feeling well, it was a Freudian slip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Between her and her husband, they've been Freudian and slipping quite a bit this day. No doubt
I don't have
it.
Any doubt that she believes all of what she said, you know, utterly.
Well, all you got to do is look at when they were marketing the Lincoln bedroom, right? Something like
right.
5.3 million. How many commoners were part of that fundraising event? And how many spent the night in the Lincoln bedroom?
Yeah, exactly.
That should tell
exactly.
you everything you need to know. And then on top of that, see, what they're counting on is that America's checked out. They're too busy trying to survive, trying to hold their families together, put food on the table, that they're really not paying attention. But the fact of the matter is America finds themselves in extreme amount of pain, regardless of what this president wants to talk about in terms of unemployment rates and all that sort of thing. Because, you know, as I talk to several, you know, labor experts, I say, you can't give me this. I mean, the people still have to survive. They still got to put meat and potatoes on the table. They may not be part of the mainstream and they're not part of the number in the calculus, but guess what? They're still figuring out how to make $3,000 a month so they can pay the bills.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. And I just come back to it. The utter contempt that these folks have for people mm-hmm. like that is truly amazing. You know, to rocket back in history for a minute, this is why, until he got in trouble for other reasons, this was why the popularity in the day of Spiro Agnew.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Because,
right.
because he was willing to call this kind of stuff out. And Nixon himself, you know, I remember being, not to date myself, but being in college, as a freshman mm-hmm. in college, when he came on the air to talk about Vietnam in November of 1969, and he used for the very first time the phrase silent majority.
Exactly. Right.
And,
yeah.
and what he meant by that was the people who, you know, paid their taxes, took care of their families, you know, went to work, did all of this sort of stuff, for whom all these, you know, long-haired hippy-dippy types, of which I must say at that point my hair was fairly long.
I was right with you. And bell-bottom pants.
You know,
I mean,
were contemptuous.
Exactly.
And that is what made, in the day, Spiro Agnew so incredibly popular.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, if you remember at that time, I'm sure you do, Jeff, it was the mantra was question authority. Today we
yes.
don't. Today we don't. Today the media is become the right arm of the administration and the Democratic Party. I mean, just by clear comparison, I mean, they're so exposed on this incident that we're talking about right now, the basket of deplorables, the irredeemable. She said, we're irredeemable.
Right. The interesting thing, Phyllis, is that when you talk about questioning authority, that was right. But now they're the authority, and they don't like to be questioned.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, my point on in terms of the media, look at the New York Times. When Romney got caught with the 47% deal, which Jimmy Carter's grandson was the one that videotaped it, lest we forget. Of course, he got
right.
greatly exposed, chastised. The New York Times was all over it. Now, in this particular case, where's the New York Times? Where's the other media talking about this? I mean, they're doing everything they can to do some damage control on behalf of her candidacy and campaign.
Right, right. I think that's absolutely true. They are going to do damage control on it and have been doing damage control on it. I mean, she made a mistake, and this gets increasingly more difficult to hide.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Jeff, we're going to leave it at there. We got to go to break. We'll be right back right after this, ladies and gentlemen. More with Jeffrey Lord, CNN contributor, a contributing editor to The American Spectator on Bill Martinez Live.
Attention parents nearing the potty training stage. We know how tough it can be. Mom and pediatrician Dr. Tanya Altman shares tips and tricks to make underwear training an easy and positive experience.
Well, they may be around age 2 or 3, and they won't tell you that they want to use the potty, but they'll often start showing you by letting you know that they can kind of sense that they need to go. You might see them hide under the table or behind the couch so they have a little privacy when they need to go. They also might get excited to start wearing big boy and big girl underwear. And that's often when I like to transition them into training pants. Get them excited about wearing Pampers Easy Ups. They have the look and feel of real underwear. They're easy for toddlers to pull up and down. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband. They're super soft, and I love the amazing leak protection. They also tear easily at the sides just in case you need to get them off right away.
For more info, go to Pampers.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
We're back with the American 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Jeffrey Lord continues. CNN contributor, contributing editor to the American Spectator, former aide to Jack Kemp and Ronald Reagan. You know, talking about the mainstream media, Jeff, if it wasn't for social media, Hillary Clinton's health issues would continue to go on. unexposed, and we would all be questioning, and anybody that would question Hillary Clinton's health would continue to be a conspiratorist.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, here's the real problem with this. I mean, what we saw here, and this time the issue was her health, and they knew this on Friday and wouldn't say it. They knew it on Sunday morning and wouldn't say it. Had some bystander not been there with a cell phone camera, this would not have been seen.
Exactly.
And they quite deliberately lied. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the pattern here? I mean, whether it's her health care or her health, mm-hmm. whether it's the emails, whether it's Benghazi, I mean, on and on and on this stuff goes. That is the pattern. That is what they do. And that is exactly what you could expect in the White House.
Yeah, exactly. More of the same. I mean, this isn't something just happened in the White House. I mean, this all goes all the way back to Arkansas, right?
Yes, it does.
I mean, they have a developed, planned program that has been the same thing over and over again, leaves everybody wondering. They continue to deny. And then meanwhile, anybody that questions or suggests any other thing, you know, because you look at her health. I mean, she's falling down. I mean, she doesn't go to a hospital. I mean, how many hospitals there in New York did she have to go by to get to Chelsea's house? And she wasn't about
exactly.
to check into the hospital.
Right, right. I mean, now focus on that for a second. I mean, somebody who has the problem that we all saw mm-hmm. or have, and what's the first reaction? Well, you know, slam her in the car mm-hmm. and take her to Chelsea's.
Right.
Now, if that were you or that were me and that were somebody that we were responsible for, the first stop would be the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they didn't want to do it because that would get the word out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're trying to say that if the security staff, if they knew that she was incapacitated at any level, they would have taken full control. Are you kidding me? When has the security staff taken full control of any Clinton?
Yeah, right. Well,
I mean, you know, come on.
I think we know the answer to that, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, obviously rhetorical. But and then again, you know, here it is. All this exposure, all this stuff that goes around them in a cloud. You've got emails that are circulating. She said she got, you know, turned in all her emails. Now all of a sudden they come up with another 50% emails that, oops, oh, I guess the state suddenly found them. And then what wasn't, whatever the data that wasn't shredded or phones beat up, there's still, you know, some emails there that are quite indicting, I would think.
Yes, yes, I think there are. I mean, you know, one of the amusing aspects of this, we're going to find emails dribbling out here, I'm convinced, through the rest of this campaign. And I think the Clinton people are terrified of this because they have no idea what's in there.
You know, I think we're going to find her emails probably in that place where we lose one sock, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is. You know, if it's somewhere in the laundry or wherever it is, somewhere, you know, maybe you have to wait till you die before you find out where that one sock is at, and maybe that's where we'll find out these emails. I mean, it's pretty bizarre. And especially now she's trying to somehow bring Colin Powell into the discussion, and Colin Powell's going, hey, wait a minute, man, you know, get me out of this. I don't want to be in this bucket of gum.
That's right. Although I must say it is somewhat amusing whomever it is has hacked into Colin Powell's emails now, and we're finding interesting things. And I think I saw something a few minutes ago where Powell said, "Yeah, this is going to go on for a while," because he was really hacked. So,
wow.
Who knows? Who knows what you're going to find? And that's the interesting thing in all of this email stuff. However much she thinks she deleted stuff, there are people on the other end of these emails, right?
Well, yeah, that's what I've been saying all along. It's like, sooner or later, this stuff's going to pop up. You know, people, even though, you know, the people that, you know, were controlling her server yesterday, more than that. I think almost 10 times they said, I'm going to hold to my fifth. They're not answering any questions here.
No, they're not going to answer questions. I mean, this is what is so exasperating about them. And frankly, it gets to be dangerous. I mean, you know, everybody knew what was the problem with Bill Clinton, and they elected him anyway. And
right.
Sure enough, of course, the problem occurred again
mm-hmm.
in the White House.
Exactly.
And he got impeached for it.
Mm-hmm.
When you know with a fair amount of certitude from somebody's public record in political office what's going on here, you just have to say to yourself, you know, why are we doing this?
And all this, as this is going on, you have Donald Trump, you know, kind of settling into his stride here. He's found his lane. I think ever since he met with the president of Mexico, you know, he's kind of been on an upward swing here. The polls are tightening up. What was a sure win for Hillary Clinton is now has had people nervous. That complicated with, you know, these emails. Julian Assange says, hey, I've got some more. You ain't seen nothing yet. And then, you know, we got the health issues going on. Tim Kaine's going, hey, put me in, coach. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, and, you know, if anything did happen to Hillary Clinton, they wouldn't turn to Tim Kaine.
I don't think so either.
I think
I
it
agree.
Would be crazy Uncle Joe there that they would go to.
Could you imagine?
And,
what would that do?
Well, I think that would make it more difficult in a way because, you know, a lot of people like Joe Biden. I mean, they just he's a likable guy and all of that kind of thing. And I actually think that they, you know, from the Democrats' perspective, and I understand, I mean, his son's death was utterly tragic, and I certainly understand why he didn't do this. But I think if Democrats had their druthers, they would rather have him in there right this minute. And, you know, unless something really drastic happens, I don't think that's going to occur. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I actually think that there could be more health incidents here. I took note, and I wrote about this in one of my columns. I was reading Carl Bernstein's 2007 biography of Hillary Clinton, The Woman in Charge, The Life of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Right. And right there on page 313, not to be specific, it talks about how as the 46-year-old First Lady of the United States in charge of the Clinton charge for health care and Hillary care, as they called it,
right,
in 1993,
exactly.
That her staff said she would go up to the Hill and give these, you know, perfect performances. But then she'd get in the car and she'd collapse. And they said she just doesn't have Bill Clinton's stamina, that she's just she's not up to that stuff. Well, suffice to say, she's not 46 anymore. And this is involving a lot
going
up to Capitol Hill for the occasional speech.
And 22 years later.
You're right.
I mean, what kind of wear and tear on her? And then, of course, let's add, you know, some blood clots, a couple of falls, and on, and all these other suspicions may or may not be the case. You know, and then she's diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday, and she's still allowed to keep on a rigorous course by her doctor. I mean, whoa, that's suspicious in and of itself.
You know, it was spooky, to be perfectly honest, watching this video several times, and you know, there's different angles of it, but you can see that she's standing, she's leaning against a little concrete pillar there,
right? Yes,
and her body is perfectly rigid.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not turning left or right.
And it was no wonder. It was no wonder she collapsed.
Well,
you know?
Exactly.
Exactly. And well, let me real quick here, the final question, Jeff, because I know you have to go, and I appreciate you sticking out some time here with us. And that has to do with the Electoral College. I've been telling people over and over again, I said, forget the polling. Polling gives you a rough indication. It's a quick snapshot. You've got to keep your eye on the Electoral College. What's Trump's shot here on this?
Oh, I think he's got a good shot. I think he's got a good shot right here in Pennsylvania. You're right about the polling. The national polls can indicate a mood and all that kind of thing, but it's the state polls that are really, really the answers because that, I mean, we elect presidents by state. And I think, you know, when you see these polls out of Florida saying that he's tied in Florida or that he's behind by just a couple points here in Pennsylvania or ahead by a couple in Ohio, those are important polls. Those are the kind of polls that you want to pay attention to.
Exactly.
And you can tell how concerned the Democrats are. Where was President Obama yesterday? He was right here in Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.
Exactly.
And I can tell you, in terms of the internal dynamics of Pennsylvania politics having come out of here, the Democratic Party's goal always is to boost its turnout.
Right.
In Philadelphia.
Well, Jeff, we got to leave it right there.
Okay.
Jeff Lord, CNN contributor, contributing editor to the American Spectator, former aide to Jeff Camp and Ronald Reagan. Jeff, as always, pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
And Bill.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. It's officially fall, and football fans are prepping for a season of game day entertaining. Here's a winning recipe sure to impress your guests.
In our home, it's not game day without Mississippi pimento cheese. Just mix a pack of cream cheese, 2 cups of cheddar, and 1/3 cup of mayo with a jar of pimentos, garlic powder, and cayenne. The cheese is great with crackers, but no matter what, it'll be gone by the end of the game.
To stack up on ingredients, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale clubs, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. With those rewards, there's always plenty of amenities to go around in our home.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdee.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, iComp Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We are committed to doing everything we can. Eagle Forum, former leader and founder, Phyllis Schlafly, believed in that it was going to be a grassroots movement to get this country back on track. It demands that we all get involved. It's all hands on deck kind of issue. And here to help us remember the grand lady is the president of Eagle Forum, Ed Martin. Ed was elected the president of Eagle Forum by the board of directors in January of this year. Phyllis Schlafly, whom the board elevated to chairman of the board and CEO, said of Ed that he is uniquely qualified and prepared to carry on the essential educational and political leadership of Eagle Forum that has made it the premier organization of grassroots volunteers in the conservative movement. He is fully committed to all the values and principles that Eagle Forum has always espoused. Ed is a lawyer who holds an advanced degree in medical ethics and philosophy, was awarded postgraduate fellowships in Italy and Indonesia as well. And his wife, Carol, is also a physician. So we got a lot of talent, and we're blessed to have Ed with us this morning. Ed Martin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you. And I know Phyllis enjoyed being on your program. She loved doing radio, especially. I tell people when I used to go over her house, we'd sit down at her desk, and the last year and a half, we would just take call after call and do interviews, and she enjoyed your program. I know she did your program, one of the final programs she did. She was on your program. So it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. It's an honor. And then, again, so many people respected and honored Phyllis, from her passing. And of course, she was such an iconic figure, going back to, the latter 40s through 50s, one of the original Goldwater girls, really, did everything she could for the sake of, the unborn. And she was a consummate fighter for conservative values.
Well, you're right, Bill. And, you know, one of the things I was thinking of as we were doing that introduction is I've been working for Phyllis for 3.5 years. I actually was, your intro, she made me successor president to her about 1.5 years ago. It was January of 15. But these years together, I've had the chance to sit sort of by her side and ask a lot of questions and to see. And, you know, she had incredible gifts. Obviously, people know she was a great speaker. She had great judgment. I think her judgment may be the top one of all. But one of the things she was so good at was she was a great writer. Mm-hmm. And I've been going through her writings over the last couple of years, really studying how she thought about things. And what she said at the beginning as we're coming on the program, she will be influential because her insight was that you could educate and motivate and get moving the grassroots. And mm-hmm. when you did, you could really see a dramatic change in what the values were that became, you know, in our elected officials. And that's really what she was doing. That's kind of what I learned from her, and we have to carry on. She wanted that.
Well, Ed, you know, a lot of people look at the government that we have today in this 21st century America, and some are willing to throw their hands up and say, look, it's beyond the tipping point. The shadow government, the levers of our bureaucracy are being pulled by unelected officials. And we just don't have a fair fight. But for Phyllis, she never believed in that. She knew it was an uphill battle, that we had a lot of things to overcome, but she kept her eye on the ball, that it was about, you know, we the people, and we the people could not surrender. And this is what happened, you know?
Yeah, no, Bill, it's interesting. It's interesting you say that, because one of the things that I've been reflecting on is ERA, which she's so incredibly, you know, she gave a speech that she loved to show called Doing the Impossible. And it was about how no one said she could do it. And on a number of times, but I watched that ERA, a lot of what she said that the left wanted to do with ERA, they've done in piecemeal. You know, she predicted in 1978, 79, transgender bathrooms, women in combat, changing the family, you know, hurting spouses, wives' ability to stay home, all these things. But I had said to her once, you know, do you feel like you've lost, you know, you won that battle, but you're losing the war? And she said, no, you have to keep, there's always something. And yet she had a sort of optimism about the human person and about, and certainly about America as a nation that kept her going. And so, you know, even in this election cycle, I think people, she agreed, we're at a transformative moment. You know, she used to love to say, Obama said he wants to fundamentally transform America. That's what he said and what he's doing. And so, you know, that is right. She had an optimism. And even to the end, she had such a smile, and I really believe, I came to believe and understand, this is very private, but it's her faith that informed me.
Yes,
she had a great relationship with God.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in the book that you were able to write with her, The Conservative Case for Trump, congratulations on it, because, as you say, her ability, and I think the team effort here in articulating the conservative message in this particular case, it was to, you know, give some support and clarity for those that have their doubts about one Donald Trump.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, I've been reading her books back, and there's so many books, and maybe, Bill, over the coming months and years, I can come on and talk about some of these things, because I want to really claim her legacy as a writer. But when you look at that book, we had the publisher, they said you have about 8 weeks. And the truth be told, Phyllis and I started, and the editor said, I'm going to give you Brett Decker, who writes a lot as an editor, move this along. We just had to race through it. But what Phyllis did there, like she always did, is she cut through it. There's not a lot of chatter. There's not a lot of there's no anti-Hillary. This is about for Trump.
Right.
And these 10 chapters say why you can be comfortable in understanding why Trump is good for conservatives. And it was a joy to do it, and it was fascinating to have. She's a terribly harsh editor, to be honest. She just she was brutal, because she was such a good writer. She just didn't understand why you do it like that. So it was a great privilege.
Well, and, you know, when you look at, you know, the time here, the timeline, in a very few months now, we're seeing more conservatives and Republicans realizing that Trump is not the boogeyman that the mainstream media has made him out to be.
Yeah, and let me tell you a couple stories, Bill, because it's better to tell you about Phyllis and things. Phyllis met with Trump on March 11th, and they talked about the platform, and she asked him for help in keeping it conservative. But then she moved on at the end of the conversation, right before she endorsed him. She said, will you promise you'll appoint judges like Scalia and justices like Scalia? And he said yes. In other words, in that book, you'll see she honed in on the issues that conservatives have to understand. Judges, the immigration invasion, the free trade, the political correctness, which Trump has shattered. So, and look, Phyllis is such a genius, Bill. Even the timing of the book, we tried to get it done earlier. It came out. I mean, amazingly, she died the day before the book launched. So everyone watched it. The book just was announced yesterday. It's number 16 on the New York Times bestseller list first week out. So it's, and you're right. Her message is not running down Hillary. It's saying to conservatives, okay, you had reservations, but here's why you have to come around. And you would say politics is where the action is, and you have to come around. She was for Romney, even though it wasn't her first pick, and she was 100% for Romney. She never said, I'm going to sit it out. You know, she never said, one of her things, Bill, she loved to say was, if you want a third party, fourth party, or fifth party, go to Europe. They have plenty of them.
Exactly.
Here, we're a two-party system. Make
that's right.
it better. And that's what this book is about.
Ed, you know, you having the privilege to be around her and this close for 3 years, and as you said, she was a consummate writer, and her insight was absolutely brilliant. What are a couple of the golden nuggets that you got from Phyllis?
Well, you know, the one I like to share is that one time we were fighting over Boehner. John Boehner had done one of these, CRs or deals, and I was in her office, and we were chirping about it, and I said something like, you know, Boehner's he's a such and such. I don't know what it was. Something about him. You know, he's not a truth-telling lie. I don't know. She paused and she looked at me. She said, Ed, it's never about the person. Never make it personal.
Mm-hmm.
She said, our position is we make the argument with the best facts, as many as we can. If we don't win first go around, we add more facts and we keep going. And I thought about that as an insight to what she did. She never let, even when they attacked her, even after she died, they attacked her.
Yes, exactly.
She never was... Oh, that's another one, by the way. Another quick story, Bill. I was with her about 6 months ago, and someone was attacking her, I think, or whatever. I said, how do you not get mad? I'm out of it. Like, I don't want to go find somebody and fight.
Right.
And she said, Ed, it's like water off a duck's back. And then she paused and she said, of course, it takes a while to get used to it. You know, in other words, she's a human being. I mean, we all are, but it's... So she had this, her insights I could talk about for hours about policy. But her
as you said, and I'm looking forward to having you back and you picking up the radio legacy here of one Phyllis Schlafly on Bill Martinez Live. Ed Martin, The Conservative Case for Trump, a book that he and Phyllis Schlafly wrote together.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
It's time for lights, camera, action. Yes, let's open up the big screen live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. It is time for the movie guy. And he's got the latest news. And Sully, as expected, a miracle on the Hudson. Some would say maybe a miracle at the box office we're seeing, right?
Did extremely well, about 40% more than they thought. Made about $35 million. I had a chance to see the movie, and I thought it was terrific. I thought it was great.
Well, good.
I was really curious to see how they were going to tell the story because we all know what happened. He takes off from LaGuardia. 208 seconds later, he's landing in the Hudson River. And so we all know what happened, and I was curious to see what they were going to bring in. And this is a lot about the backstory and about the investigation and the fact, did he really need to land in the Hudson? Could he have been back to LaGuardia?
And the thing was interesting, Steve-O, because we didn't hear a whole lot of that. I mean, we just heard about the hero, the landing, everybody saved, being saved and all this. And meanwhile, as you say in the backstory, I mean, he was sweating it out there.
Well, he was. And then we went into the fact that, you know, could he have made it to Peterborough? Could he have made it to LaGuardia? And he had a lot of self-doubt, too. I mean, he said, you know, did he make the right call? And it's really interesting how they finally resolve all of the issues. I'd recommend. I thought it was terrific. And when you see, of course, nobody has footage of the plane actually landing, so they had to recreate that. But, boy, when he sets that thing down on the river, it is really something to see.
Wow.
Anyway, that's Sully number 135. We had When the Bow Breaks, that was number 2, about 14.2. Don't Breathe, number 3. Suicide Squad, still in the top 5. It's made about $307 million so far. And then The Wildlife, that animated film, a bit of a disappointment for Lionsgate, making about $3.4 million. We have some interesting movies this weekend. Were you ever a Bridget Jones fan? Remember that movie back
That whole series. Yeah, exactly. No, I just never really quite got into it. It's just a little bit, you know.
You might say a chick flick.
Yeah,
in a big way. It's based on a novel back in 1996 by Helen Fielding, and it was about, well, it was written in the form of a personal diary. The original story chronicled a year in the life of Bridget Jones, this 30-something single working woman living in London. It became a movie in 2001, big movie, Renee Zellweger playing the part of Bridget Jones, nominated for an Academy Award. And then there was another movie called Bridget Jones, Edge of Reason in 2004. This is the third in the series. So let's bring you up to date, all right?
Yes.
All right, we have, after breaking up with Mark Darcy, Bridget Jones' life isn't going quite as planned. She's 40-something, single again, decides to focus on her job as a top news producer and surround herself with old friends and new. Now, for once, Bridget seems to have everything completely under control. What could possibly go wrong? Well, then her love life takes a turn, and Bridget meets this dashing American by the name of Jack, played by Patrick Dempsey, and he is the suitor who is everything Mr. Darcy is not. In an unlikely twist, she finds herself pregnant, but with one hitch, she can only be 50% sure of the identity of the baby's father. That is the gist here. Yes. 83% recommending Bridget Jones' Baby out this weekend. Then we have...
Does anybody say culturally that... I mean, I know they turned it into a comedy, and this is what stretches me a little bit with the whole Bridget Jones genre, is it takes you to areas that you go... You know, you want to be able to have some sort of disclaimer, like the Surgeon General has decided that this isn't the kind of lifestyle you want to lead or something, you know?
Well, it'll be interesting to see, because, you know, usually they write these things where, you know, it is not advantageous to pursue this sort of activity.
Right.
So I don't know, it'll be interesting to see what they do. It's rated R, of course,
yes,
for
of course.
Jones Baby. Yeah,
and maybe they figure that's enough of a disclaimer right there. But, a 50-50 shot of trying to figure it out. And I know they turned it into a comedy and that kind of deal. And it's,
I personally wouldn't find that funny, but, you know.
Sit there and go, well, yeah. Or maybe you go, hey, you know what? I'm messed up, but I'm not as messed up as Bridget Jones.
There's always that. There's
yeah, exactly.
That angle as well.
Why not? Okay.
Speaking of sequels, Blair Witch is back. You remember the 1990s?
That project, yes, of course.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, it was what they call a psychological horror film with found footage. And the original had the text at the opening, which said that three people disappeared, the video and their sound equipment was found after about a year later, and this recovered footage is the film that the viewer is going to see. Well, this is a sequel, of course, for that. But that film cost like about $25,000 to make. Maybe $500,000 all in. It went on to make $248 million worldwide.
Wow.
Which is the real, that's the real thrill of it with that particular movie. Well, this basically is a story, a movie about that particular event. You have a group of college students venturing back into the Black Hills Forest in Maryland to uncover the mysteries surrounding the disappearance of James' sister, who many believe is connected to the legend of Blair Witch. At first, the group is hopeful, especially when a pair of locals offer to act as guides through the dark, winding woods. But as the endless night wears on, the group is visited by a menacing presence. 53% recommending Blair Witch. It probably will be number one. They're thinking it could make about $22 million this weekend.
Wow, really?
Then,
well, but I think a lot more, maybe add a couple more zeros, or at least one zero anyway, to the original budget, right?
Yeah, I think this was a more expensive project, no doubt. I mean, the original movie was like finding gold in your backyard, you know. It just was one of those astounding events. Snowden is out this weekend. Have you heard about the movie?
Yes, I've heard a lot about it, and I'm looking forward to seeing this one.
Yes, it's directed by Oliver Stone, who gave us Platoon, Born on the 4th of July, Wall Street, JFK. And this is a story of Edward Snowden, of course. He played in the movie by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Also, Shailene Woodley is in this. It reveals the untold personal story of Edward Snowden, and who is this polarizing figure, exposed the activities of the NSA. He was working for the NSA in Hawaii. He leaked all of this information, and he fled to Hong Kong. He was there for a while, and then he is now offered asylum in Russia, and that's where he has been since. I guess he's able to stay there about another year or so, and then he's going to have to find somewhere else to live, so they say. No matter what you believe about the guy, this is the story of why he did it, who he left behind, and how he pulled it off. And according to the press release, it makes for one of the most compelling films of the year. What do you think?
Well, like I said, I've been looking forward to it. I want to see how it's presented. Of course, Oliver Stone, he takes liberties, as he's done, you know, with all his movies. But I'm curious. You know, I'm curious to see how it's presented and the response, because we're at a point, in terms of our government, where we're trying to ferret out the truth. And you've got people, whether it's Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, others, you know, revealing some secrets of, the shadow government that has taken over our country.
Well, we're living in a crazy time with the computers and the leaks and the hacking that's going on. It's a wild story. So it's out this weekend. We can take a look.
Well, make sure you protect your emails, because I don't want your email. You know, if I start reading about Steve Evans and one of Hillary's emails, then, you know, we got to talk, you know.
I wish I was living a life that was as interesting as, you know, that somebody would want to read about in an email. Pretty calm stuff in my emails.
Well, that's why you got to, if you're right, if you're doing Pilates and wedding planning and stuff like that, I guess that that ranks up there. You're liable to knock off the Cardassians, I guess, or something.
Maybe so. Speaking of computers, we have Silicon Cowboys. This is a doc which really looks interesting. It's about the three friends who dreamed up Compact Computer at a Texas diner back in 1981, and they find themselves battling the mighty IBM for PC supremacy. An improbable journey altering the future of computing and the shaping the world that we know now. You remember the old Compact Computers, right?
I had one. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is kind of an interesting tale, and it is a story you don't often hear about. I mean, you hear about the, you know, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and Zuckerberg and things like this, but this is about these guys in Texas in a diner which launched Compact Computers. And speaking of documentaries, we have The Beatles, 8 days a week, the touring years. I've really been looking forward to this one.
Oh, wow, good fun, yes.
Directed by Ron Howard. This is a compilation.
Oh, Ron Howard directs this. This is great.
Right.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
This is about the Beatles on tour. And we all remember February the 9th at Sullivan Theater when they first took the stage and everybody went, wow, 73 million people watched the Beatles perform that night on Ed Sullivan.
And 73 million people were going out and getting cotton for their ears for all the screaming, remember?
Sure. Oh, wow. It was amazing. This is a story about their 250 concerts from 63 to 66. And it's from their point of view. And, of course, it stars John and Ringo.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Well, yeah. Well, George. You know, I was right with you. I knew
John
what you meant.
And George.
Yes, it's the same guys. They haven't changed their name to protect the innocent or anything like
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah, still the same four guys. Yes, exactly.
100% of the critics are recommending that one. I've got to see it because I was a huge Beatle fan back in the day.
Will you imagine the theaters? People are going to be singing. I mean, I see this is Mamma Mia all over again. They're all going to be up, standing up, singing, and this is what a walk down memory lane, huh?
It should be, because they were a big part of my younger years. I'll tell you, that was a great time to be around. It really did change.
Did you let your hair grow out and everything?
Well, I have very curly hair, so it was an afro eventually, but never anything that resembled a beetle do.
You didn't go out and try and straighten it out like most of the kids did that
had
curly hair.
I got the beetle boots though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Fun. I mean, you talk about the trend setting that they did, the impact they had on the culture, the music, the genius, George Martin, the stuff they did, the different instruments and everything. I mean, it's endless. And then on top of that, you know, they get backtracking. And I think one of the backtracks says that Barack Obama was not born in the USA. it's in there somewhere, you know, along with Paul is dead. It's backtracked. Yeah,
maybe so. I have to listen to that again backwards.
Did I say that out loud? I was only thinking that. I didn't mean to say that.
That's what's out there. A lot of great stuff at the local multiplex this weekend.
Well, I'm going to catch up. I got to do that. And you know me, I love documentaries. You bring the Beatles. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is going to be a fun weekend. And I'm going to be spending some weekend time in Modesto. I've been invited to do a TV show for the Assyrian Christians. So I'm looking forward to that. But this will be, I got to find some time to go catch Sully. That's going to be outstanding. Steve, the movie guy from the movie Capital, of course. Bring the popcorn. We'll see you at the Cineplex. Thanks, Steve-O.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is